Then welcome. Wu-Taz, welcome. In
as you know, in that kind of collision, obviously a lot of damage can occur.
Right.
And I was in theatre all the time. We'd heard it was pretty bad when he came in, but when they actually took his helmet off, I mean, you know, it was like his head had caught fire from the inside or something. It was absolutely gross. And we just legged it. We freaked and legged it. It smelled like a canteen lunch. And we were all hiding down the corridor by the coffee machine. And it was like, did you see he was still breathing? We couldn't believe that he was still alive, honestly. I mean, we ran back and looked through the glass. And we could see that his arm was moving. Eventually, it was a nurse who actually told us we had to go back in. And by that time, he'd gone down to the mortuary, I think.
Mortuary?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to see that. I honestly don't think you would. It would do your head in.
Mm.
I mean, really. Mm. Real mess. It's one of the worst things I've seen. It was gross. Really bad.
Mm.
I'm very sorry. Mm. It's probably best if you had a cup of tea and went home. Try to forget about all this. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, ciao.
You're watching. come. Yes, we are. We are Unatronic. Ray and Hobbs and Hobbs Unatronic. At the corner of a great arcade, supported by a wooden buttress. And when she smiles, it looks like an exploding speed. All the children want to scream from the bar. The air is full of boiling. Please cover her up with a towel.
Fight. Fell down the stairs. Banged his head on the step.
Right. Listen carefully and do exactly as I say. I need buckets, a saw, an axe if you've got one, a bread knife, mops, rubber gloves, and some juice.
Juice?
Yes. Please, orange, please.
Oh, right. Hello. It was the boiler. Yeah,
it's a fucking boiler. Now mind your fucking business.
What did you do that
Shut
for?
Shut up and help me saw out the man.
I can't.
Don't argue. Just chop him up.
We heard there were some loud bangs.
Yes, fine.
Mind if I come in for a moment?
Well, it was a...
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's been an accident.
He killed the man.
What?
What, love?
He killed the man.
Is that right, sir?
I hired you to sort this out.
I think you'd better come with us.
And you fucked it up.
I am only four.
Come on, sir.
You said you could sort it out.
I did try.
Said you'd done this before.
Come on.
I am only four.
I'll fucking get you.
I am 4 years and 3 months.
I'd like a case of the Cuvée Napa, please.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, are you 18?
Oh, yes, I'm 45. Is there a discount
just
on a case?
Don't look it.
No, that's very flattering. Do you have a case of this one?
It's just that a lot of under-18s do look, 40-plus these days.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose some of them do, but I just want a case of that.
You got any documentary proof of your age? A sort of driving licence, birth certificate?
Actually, I don't.
I can't sell alcohol to anybody under 18. It's...
Well, isn't it obvious that I'm over 18?
Well, you say that, but Yeah, if it turns out that you're not, then...
Oh, well, look at the grey hair. Well, I'm quite obviously well above the legal age, so...
It could be makeup.
Oh, come on, don't be silly. Look, I am actually in a hurry. My wife's already serving the hors d'oeuvre. I've got some important guests for dinner, and I would just like to have a case of this wine.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry, as I say, yeah, I've got to be certain, otherwise I could lose my job, you see.
Look, I'm sorry, but I do actually have to buy a case of wine. I'm quite obviously old enough to buy it.
Well, it could be false hair, couldn't it?
False hair would be ridiculous. Tell me, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Well, I've been buying alcohol in shops just like this for more than, well, since before you were born. In fact, I was in here last night buying some cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can buy cigarettes over the age of 16.
Oh, I see. So I'm over the age of 16, but you don't think I'm over 18?
Well, you're obviously over 16, yeah.
How old does that make me?
I'm 17.
Oh, for God's sake. You think I'm 17?
Yeah, I think about 17.
Okay, sure. I am 17. I'll be 18 next birthday, which is in 2 weeks' time, right? Now, I've got my wife at home, and she's a lot older than me. I'm under adult supervision, so, look, there's no one here. I won't tell anybody. Could you please just sell me the cuvée Napa?
Oh, sorry, I can't.
Why not?
Well, you just told me you're 17.
Like, oh,
I'm
this
not
is
fucking
ridiculous.
Sell alcohol to anybody under...
Look, I've got people waiting. They're important guests. I've had a very stressful day. I don't have time for this.
I'm sorry, son. Off you go.
All I want is a case of wine.
All right, you've had a good go.
Look, I could get you fired for this.
Don't threaten me.
Look, do you want to lose your job?
Go on, son.
Oh, for fuck's sake, this is bloody absurd.
It's very immature.
Look, I'm getting really annoyed about this. Can you just sell me the wine?
Well, I'm sorry, you're a very rude young man. If you just like to move along,
oh,
please.
Oh, fucking right. You don't know fucking anything, mate.
I'm sure your mother would be very pleased to hear you use language like that.
You're losing your job for this.
Yeah, she'd be very proud of you.
That's it. How old do you think I am? Do I look over 18?
Bloody kids.
I do, yes. There's a fucking wanker down there. Won't sell me a bottle of wine because he thinks I'm not old enough. I don't know what you're laughing at. It's not fucking funny. Yeah, and you too. Oh, fuck off.
Dear me.
Put it together. It's a strange. a strange invitation. But it's a strange invitation. It's a strange invitation. It's a strange invitation.
Can I go straight through, please?
We are running just a little behind.
Oh, dear.
But take a seat and I'll hurry him up for you.
Thank you. If I carry on?
No.
Thank you. Yes, please. Yes, thank you.
What can we do for you here today?
Could you do my pockets, please?
Certainly. Any particular problems?
I found they've been getting rather untidy.
Yes.
Due to my cold.
Right, sir. Let's have a look.
Thank you.
It's just... If I may suggest, sir, I'd better restrict you to just the one handkerchief.
Right.
You seem to be favouring the red one.
Yes.
So I can go there. Now I'll also trim your change and your keys. Now have a light pocket lubricant.
Ah, good.
Should feel any bigger than a peas.
Right, thanks.
Anything else, sir?
Just the tie.
Oh, yes.
I'm afraid I dressed rather quickly today.
Yes, sir. Busy?
Mm.
There we are, sir.
Thank you.
Right, sir. That's, £68.50. Shall I put that on your account?
Yes.
Right you are, sir. Oh, a little fleck of egg on the top lid, sir.
Yes.
Right, well, I'll see you again soon, sir.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Good day, sir.
Smart, sir.
Taxi, sorry. Shh, sorry.
Come in. Do lower yourself towards the floor and just allow the flat part of the chair to interrupt the movement.
Thank you.
Now, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I've been getting this really bad ache in my jaw. It sort of turns into a headache sometimes. It makes it really difficult to concentrate. Work can make me pretty bad-tempered.
Yes, it would, yes. Contribute to the strain.
Yeah, sort of vicious circle.
Oh, yes. You're not taking heroin at the moment, are you?
No.
Okay, well, it's pretty straightforward. I can give you a shot now.
Ooh.
A nurse can take you through the procedures next door.
Heroin?
Yes, you should simmer down with a bit of that. Roll up your sleeve. Just a bit further so I can... Yep, that's it. Right, you'll probably feel a bit sick today. Maybe even be sick. Hold still. But you won't mind at all. In fact... you'll probably think throwing up is nice. Wonderful drug. There. See? Now, you may feel a bit rough tomorrow, so I'd like to see you again tomorrow morning. And for the next few days after that, you can get your injections from nurse... and by the end of the week, you should be doing it all yourself.
It feels quite funny. Will I become addicted?
Oh, yes. But, I mean, if you stick to medicinal quality heroin and clean needles, you should be fine.
Right.
And in any case, the treatment for addiction is a substance very like heroin, so you win either way.
Oh... good.
Jolly good. You can make your way out there now.
Oh, yeah. I do feel quite sick. Thanks.
Okay, well, don't forget your jacket.
Sorry.
See you tomorrow.
Une nuit que j'étais à me morfondre dans quelques pubs anglais du cœur de Londres, parcourant l'amour monstre de Wells, me vint une vision dans l'eau de Sels. Tandis que des médailles d'impérateurs font briller à sa taille le bronze et l'or, le platine lui grave d'un cercle froid la marque des esclaves à chaque Jacques Douard. En haut des cuisses, elle est potée, et c'est comme un calice à sa beauté. Elle ne porte rien d'autre qu'un peu d'essence de guervin dans les cheveux. On entendait les clochettes d'argent de ses paniers. Agitant ses grelots, elle avança et prononça ce mot « Almeria ».
I get injured quite badly, so I can only do it every couple of years or so. I suppose that's what makes it quite special.
Okay.
I climb out onto a high window ledge and try and stand there for as long as I can with my head in a diving helmet full of bees.
I put the bees in.
Once they're in the helmet, it's only a matter of time before I lose my balance. And the fact that no one has ever been there to catch me at the bottom says it all, really.
Plucking to the sea, crowds of people wait for me. Seagulls scavenge, still ice cream. Worries vanish within my dream. Fishing boats sail past
Yeah.
When did he die? 9 days ago. Good.
And what was the cause?
Heart. I'm Autumn Camelot.
And I'm Bosley West.
41. We offer people the opportunity to bring their loved ones back to life. Okay, Mrs. Rice. Now, trying to bring him back does involve a small amount of damage to the body.
Damage?
It's quite a task to raise the dead properly. Yes. And it does cost £2,000 whether we manage to succeed to manage. Right. Okay. Yes. Good.
Well done, Mrs. Wright.
Shaking hands. It's important to know as much as possible about the corpse before we try and raise it. Not everyone thinks it through properly. So, your wife's been dead 2 years?
Yes.
You see, that could be problematic.
Oh.
For her quality of life, should she return?
Why?
Changes.
Sorry.
Fleet changes.
Oh.
We did raise a three-year-old corpse once, just a sort of flaky thing with pain in its bone.
If it's there,
it committed suicide after 2 hours by taking a power shower
in front of a dog.
Now we're going to do some boiling in the stomach area. I'll be pulping the bone in his shins with this half shaft, squeezing the pulp out through this aperture and adding it to the boiling parts of the man. And I want you to take this, it's quite heavy, club hammer and hammer his mouth and shout his name, okay?
Oh my goodness.
I'll ask you one final time. Are you sure you want to do this with us, Mrs. Rice?
Yes.
Right.
Peter? Peter? Peter?
Harder.
Peter?
Like this.
Peter! 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 Oh, Peter! I think his jaw's coming off! Should I stop?
No, no, don't stop, Mrs. Rice. I'm gonna...
Peter! I think he's waking up!
Hit him hard in the forehead.
Oh, my God, what shall I do?
Leave it in, Mrs. Rice.
He started to come round, Mrs. Rice, but his forehead was soft.
Oh.
With Mrs. Rice, I let her murder him back to death. Because of what she'd done to the mouth.
Very common indeed.
The recently dead can come back very, very angry, and he might have done her damage. The best resurrection I've done was actually on Mr. West.
after he'd been killed by a swan.
Indeed.
But even he didn't come back all the way. Oh dear. I used to take pleasure in bringing the dead back, but we found that people only really do it to bollock them. They're often very angry with them for dying, and the recently dead are very sensitive. We've often seen them crying in the car park.
Playing the last day fair.
Driven ye to daft. When you last at party, kissing concrete floor, fagash tongue will gritty crunch be gobbin, and even morning disinfectant slurper. And when ye lie curare still, to seek relief in feigning dead, then so-called friends ye find, and spoken, is he dead? Ah well, wasun telly. Then welcome. Who tans welcome in blue.